Hey World Conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the Word of God. I know I've been missing in action, so I'm not just going to come back pretending as if some time has not passed. I believe it's been a week or two. My son's birthday, Desmond, who was murdered, his birthday was on August 19th, and I just didn't know how to deal. It was very awkward for me. I never had to grieve a child. You know, my son would have been 25. He was brutally and viciously taken from us. And I know those are, you know, the same words in the same category. But it really hit me, you know, like, wow, like, it's my son's birthday and I can't send him a card. I can't call him. I can't hug him. I can't tell him happy birthday. And that's a lot, you know, it really is a lot. And if it was not for me being, you know, saved by the blood of the Lamb, and if it was not for me being in Yahushua, I promise you, I believe I would have lost my mind. But I needed to take some time out and just try to, like, check my emotions. And I don't mean put them in check, you know, I mean really check and see, where's the mourning, where's the hurt? You know, I don't know what mourning looks like. I don't know what grieving looks like. My life has been torment, to say the least, out of balance, to say the least, you know, since a child. Some things, you know, as an adult, I brought on myself. Some things I haven't, you know, between being, you know, molested, raped, abused, homeless, you know, fighting people, just all kind of things. Sometimes when you go through so much, you can normalize that. And so I'm trying to really make sure that I'm not masking any of my grief, that I'm not masking any of my pain, and really understanding, like, I will see Desmond again. I will. He did believe in Yahushua. You know, so I will, you know, see him again. And that's the great part. But in between that, you know, in between of me having all these years that I've spent with him and no longer having him, and he was a mama's boy, and so that was the greatest thing about it. He was a no-nonsense child. Me and him would get into it all of the time, you know, always questioning me and things of that nature. But I also realized that I made a commitment to Yahushua to do what God has put into me to do. You know, like, God has given me a purpose. He's given me a destiny. He's given you a purpose, and he's given you a destiny. And I just pray that, like me, that you can be bold enough, courageous enough to not allow no situation and no circumstance to pull that from you, because the enemy, he's always, you know, roaming around looking for someone to devour. And let us be bold enough to not allow him to devour our destiny because we're hurt, because we're in pain, you know, because we're confused, because there's some things that's going on that's out of our control, especially when we know that we serve an awesome God that loves us and that sees us for who we are, you know. And so this morning, I just want you to be encouraged as I am encouraged, that we are not to give up in the fight. We are not to faint, like the word says, and you know, in doing well and doing good. But let's continue to put on the armor, you know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and the shoes of peace. And knowing that Yahweh is our rear guard, you know, let us be mindful of that, and let us continue to be a light in this world. So I love you guys, and signed, sealed, and delivered, I am the King's daughter, a world conqueror, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.